The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
The coming renovation by fire. We welcome you to the broadcast. If you're new, let us know under the comments section below. This is your first time that you're joining us and where you guys are joining us from. We welcome our podcast and YouTube audiences this time. And right there, as you see on the screen there, the coming renovation by fire. This is what we're going to be dealing with today. Our context of scripture is 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. This was written by the Apostle Peter, and he states in verse 7, "But the heavens and the earth, which are now present tense, by the same word are kept in store and reserved unto fire against the day of judgment." Somebody said the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. So we know by the Apostle Peter's account here and what he wrote here, that there's coming a day, that there is coming a final judgment, and it will be a renovation process. And where do we get the word renovation? If you break down the Greek word and do a Greek word study on reserved unto fire, we get the word renovation. And the word renovation here, renovate, same word here. It's the picture here is to restore something to its original state. Again, the best example can be a house or a vehicle. Many times people will go and they'll buy an old car and they'll completely renovate. It'll have the same chassis, the same structure of the vehicle, or the house will be the foundation, and they will completely give it a new paint job, new walls, new structure, 2x4s. They'll go through and they'll completely renovate it and restore it to its original state. And the reason why God is going to do this, he tells you here, Peter says, is because of the perdition of ungodly men. So through fire, there's going to come a final judgment. Now, I want to show you some other stuff here. In the Bible, in your Old Testament, there is reference to a book called the Book of Yasher. And it's pronounced Yasher. It looks like it says Jasher. There's a book there called the Book of Yasher. And Josephus, the historian, references this book many times in his writings. One of them is right here on your screen, the Antiquities of the Jews, chapter 2, section 3. He actually references from Jasher chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. And this is what he said. And this is what he said about this. He references this judgment or renovation of fire, but he also alludes to the flood of Noah. Listen to this. I'm going to read this. They also were the inventors of the peculiar sort of wisdom, which is concerned with the heavenly bodies and their order, and that their inventions might not be lost, but before were sufficiently known upon Adam's prediction that the world was to be destroyed at one time by the force of fire and at another time by the violence and quantity of water. They made two pillars, the one a brick. And this is the descendants of Adam, by the way. They made two pillars, one of brick and the other of stone. They inscribed their discoveries on them both, that in the case that the pillar of brick should be destroyed by the flood, the pillar of stone may remain and exhibit those discoveries to mankind, and also to inform them that there was another pillar of brick erected by them. Now this remains in the land of Syriad to this day. Now, where's he referencing this? Where is Josephus getting this from? He's getting this from the Book of Yasher, chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. And I'm going to read this. "And Canaan knew by his wisdom that God would destroy the sons of men for having sinned upon earth, and that the Lord would in that latter days bring upon them the waters of the flood." So he's referencing the days of Noah, or the days of the flood, the catastrophic deluge that covered the whole earth. "And in those days, Canaan wrote upon tablets of stone. There it is. What was to take place in time to come. And he put them in his treasuries. So again, we see here that Adam instructed his descendants to write down the things in which God warned him that would come. Now, remember, Adam had a direct face-to-face relationship with God, and God revealed to him, as along with Enoch, things that would take place in the future, judgments, the war in the heavens. He talked about in detail hell and heaven, and these things are written in certain books, again, of Jewish history. One of those things that he revealed to Adam is that the earth would be destroyed or renovated, if you would, that's the correct term, by a body of water, but then it would be renovated by fire. We know, past tense, the flood has come and gone, but the future tense, there's coming a great judgment of fire. Now, the whole reason why I wanted to show you this today is because some of these headlines really prompted in my spirit where we're going. I call these things prophetic preludes. These are previews of what's to come. Look at these headlines. You see three major fires breaking out in three different places of the world. You've got Russia, Greece, and America all experiencing catastrophic, historical, and some politicians are calling, even used the term, biblical fires. Authorities in America are warning that even more gigantic fires are surely to come as North America and Europe are facing historic dry spells and droughts, thus creating the perfect conditions and the perfect storm to trigger these wildfires that we're discussing today and that we're seeing break out. One of them in general is the Dixie Fire, is now being called the, quote, single greatest wildfire in state recorded history. Okay, and you can see the headline here. This thing is less than a quarter contained and has burned through more than 700 square miles in Northern California regions. At least 400 homes and other structures have been destroyed. And it is among, listen to this, more than 100 major wildfires across 15 states in America, which has burned, again, and those fires alone have burned more than 3,500 square miles, according to the NIFC, who's recording and documenting this. Then we have Greece. Look at this headline. Apocalyptic scenes hit Greece as Athens is besieged by fire. The city is surrounded by flames. On the ground, there are tales of heroism and fear for the future. Even Athens there has seen absolutely catastrophic damage. Wildfires have ripped through Greece for six straight days, according to reports, forcing thousands to flee as the blazes continue to threaten towns, burn down homes, shops, and vast areas of the land have been scorched. And all the while, guys, they're seeing unprecedented heat, not just America, not just Greece, but let's move over here to Russia. Russia, here's the headline. Everything is on fire. Siberia hit by unprecedented burning. Locals fear for their health and property as smoke from raging forest fires shrouds an entire region of eastern Russia. According to reports, Russia has already seen more than 3.7 million acres in Siberia alone scorched. And that was not a typo. Let me say that again. 3.7 1.7 million acres in Siberia have already been scorched. And they're saying that they are experiencing the driest that they have seen, or the greatest drought in 150 years. Guys, this is so bad that one of the leading climate experts, and look, and I don't want to get in a whole debate about or political about climate change, whether you agree with it, whether you don't agree with it, whether you believe it or whether you don't believe it. I'm just letting you know that one of the leading climatologists has now come out and has now said that we have crossed the threshold and that there is a, we have reached the point of no return. And he said, this is an imminent warning, red alert, that what we're seeing now, the fires, the droughts, the famines, the plagues, the pestilences, the food shortage, he said, this is going to only accelerate and only worsen. Well, you know what? Despite whether you agree with climate change or whether you don't agree with climate change, if you are biblically literate, you cannot disagree with what the man said, because according to the Bible, we know that it is absolutely only going to get worse as we get closer to the time of the end. Okay, let me give you some more verses to prove that. When we go now, I'm going to give you a recap before we get here. Again, in the beginning, I told you that Earth saw the renovation of water. Adam revealed that to his lineage, put it upon stones that it would survive generations. Then he said the second and final judgment will come in the form of fire. And Peter, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, said that the heavens and the earth are reserved for the renovation of fire and for the removal of the perdition of ungodly men. Then we get over here. Listen to this. John the Revelator sees what I believe Peter was speaking of. In Revelation 8:7, it says the first angel sounded. Now, what does that mean? There's judgments being released upon the earth. These angels are blowing trumpets and they're opening bowls and they're opening scrolls. And with it comes judgments, this judgment and that judgment and this judgment. It says in Revelation 8:7, the first angel sounded and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood, and they were thrown to the earth. And as a result of it, a third of the trees were burned up. Let me say that again. A third of the trees of the earth will be scorched, and all green grass shall be burned up. This is not happening now. We're not in the tribulation, but this is going to happen future tense. In the Great Tribulation, this is exactly what Peter the Apostle is referring to. Okay, then we get into Revelation 16, 8 and 9. Revelation 16, 8 and 9. And then the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun. Somebody say the sun. And power was given to him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and they blaspheme the name of God who has power over these plagues, and they did not repent and give him glory. Now, guys, again, John is giving you a description of something that he is seeing by a vision and trying to describe something that he saw way back then, using vocabulary that he had then to describe something in the future. I believe with all my heart, what John saw happening in Revelation 16, 8, 9 is exactly what you're looking at on your screen. And I believe the sun is going to release what NASA has been warning about, astronomers have been warning about, experts have all been warning that not a matter of if, but when the sun unleashes a catastrophic CME or coronal mass ejection or a solar flare. I believe this is a picture of a massive solar flare that will come from the sun, and as a result of it, will scorch men with great heat and fire. And while this is happening, this is the mind-blowing thing, is that men will blaspheme the name of God as it's taking place. So this is absolutely frightening. And this is going to happen, not a matter of if, but when, according to the scriptures, according to the prophets, according to what John the Revelator saw and what Peter the Apostle saw. So this is what we're talking about today. We're talking about, I call them prophetic snapshots or prophetic viewpoints or prophetic previews. What we're seeing right now in the news, what's happening globally, is a snippet. It's a trailer of what's coming in the Great Tribulation. And I believe, guys, listen, from a more theological standpoint, it's the birth pangs of the Messiah increasing, getting more intense. So here's what I want you to do with this information. First of all, it's time to get right with God. It's time to stop playing games with God. It's time to get right or get left. It's time to get on the right side of God. Get your heart right. We're in the season of Teshuvah, the season of turning, the season of repentance. So these things should move you and shake you and want you to be in right relation with God. So if you're watching this today and you're away from God or you've never accepted Jesus Christ, I implore you today to repent of your sins, ask Jesus Christ to forgive you and wash you, and ask the Holy Spirit to come on the inside of you and live in you and work through you, and then get plugged in if possible. Find a Bible believing, spirit filled, doctrinally sound church. If you can't find one, we welcome you to be a part of our gathering. We're here at least three times a week. We would love to you to be a part of our family, our church family right here online, because I understand that not everybody can find a local church where you live. But the point is, you've got to be gathered together and be plugged in with the groups of believers that will pray for you, love you, that will help you and help you through the perilous times that we're in and that we're going to face even more so. The second thing I want to tell you is, for all you who are already on the right side of God, your heart is right with God, you have a relationship with God, take these messages like this. Go and find your friends that are unsaved. Find your family members that are not right with God, your coworkers. Share these videos with them. Open up your Bible. Share the scriptures that we have, that we shared with you today, and say, look what's happening in Greece. Look what's happening in Russia. Look what's happening in America. Look at these historic fires and this and that. Tell them exactly what I told you today. Tell them this is only the beginning of sorrows. And what's coming in the future is going to be far more worse than what this is. And implore and tell them the importance of getting right with God. And while they need to, come on, get on the right side of this battle. Because that's what it is, guys. It's a battle. We're stuck between a heavenly battle, between God and his army, and Lucifer and his army, and you've got to choose ye this day whom thou shalt serve. As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. So guys, I hope you've enjoyed this segment today. And again, for all of you guys on podcasts, you won't have a clue what I'm talking about, but you guys on YouTube. But I just want to thank all of our Facebook Live people that has put up with this today. This has been our third attempt to try to get this message out. And we've had internet problems where we are locally, all kinds of stuff. And I was not going to do this. And I was like, you know what? We're going to try it one more time. So I'm very thankful that we did try this one more time, because we kept the broadcast going. It went smooth. And the Holy Spirit was on it. And I thank the Lord for that. And I thank you guys for being patient with us and coming back on and not giving up and being part of the broadcast. So listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Real quick, we want to give you the information on how you can be part of our ministry, that you can plug in to what we're doing, that you can subscribe to us, that you can keep updated with what we're doing. That's the back, the .org and .com of endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Those are the two doors to the one URL that you can find us. If you've not downloaded our free app, please, after you get off this broadcast, if you're watching live anyway, please go to your Apple store or your Android store, depending on what device you have. Download the free app, push yes to push notifications. You will be notified of every news and headline from a prophetic perspective. You will be notified of when our podcasts are uploaded. You will be able to watch them, listen to them, and it will all be there available on the app. So please do that when you get off here. And as always, we want to give you the opportunity. If this ministry is a continual source of blessing to you and your family on a weekly basis, we want to give you the opportunity to sow either a one-time gift or become and pray about becoming a monthly partner of a gift of any amount, however the Lord's blessed you. Again, if this is your home church, whatever the case may be, whatever your relationship is with our ministry, we just trust the Holy Spirit. Everything is free. Our messages are free. Our app is free. We just trust and believe that God will sustain our ministry through partners like you. So if you would like to do that, you can give two different ways. You can give electronically through the app or through the main website, or you can give by check or money order by making it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. As always, guys, we thank you so much for being a part of the broadcast, coming on here today, taking the time out and listening to what we have to say today. Again, don't forget to subscribe on YouTube, hit the bell for push notifications so you can be notified. If you're watching by Facebook Live, please share this broadcast. If you're listening by podcast, invite everyone else to the podcast, whether it's on Spotify or Apple, and I believe you'll enjoy more segments as they come. Guys, we're going to sign off for today. Tomorrow is Wednesday, so we're going to take off tomorrow, take a break so that I can get some stuff together for the latter part of the week for this podcast week. We'll be back here on Thursday. We'll probably continue our segment on Teshuvah. I've got another segment lined up. That will probably be on Thursday and Friday, or Thursday, and then Friday we'll do another viewpoint segment like this. But we've got 40 days of Teshuvah. It's 39 now. Go back, listen to those broadcasts if you don't know what we're talking about, and they'll be a great blessing to you. And until then, guys, may the Lord bless you. May his countenance be upon you. May his favor be with you. May he protect you and keep you in all of your ways. And I ask that the angels of God be released on your behalf. And Father, I pray that I come into agreement with every prayer request, every need, every breakthrough, every promise, every blessing, and every miracle for those that are believing and coming into agreement for, and they're praying and believing for it. We come into agreement with them today, and we ask, Lord, that you would move on their behalf quickly and mightily in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. God bless you guys. We will see you guys on Thursday.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.